Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hello there, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Jesus Revealed, and we're looking this week at Enoch. Now, Enoch is a name that comes up at least twice in the terms of two different people in the Old Testament. Now, what we're doing in these studies is we're going back into the Old Testament, first half of the Bible, and we're thinking about pictures, types, and predictions of the Lord Jesus that are found in the Old Testament. And we've looked at people like Adam and Abel, and we've looked at Seth, and this week we're looking at Enoch. Now, Enoch doesn't take up a lot of sections of the Bible. I think there are 11 references, but some of them relate to an Enoch who's in the line of Cain, as opposed to this Enoch who's in the line of Seth. But let me read to you first of all from Genesis 5. It says, "And Enoch lived 605 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Now, I did a little study once to go through the genealogy of Genesis chapter 5, and I was fascinated to discover how many of these men knew Adam. Now, I don't have it in front of me just now, but I think if I'm correct, it comes right up to Lamech, who was the father of Noah. That these men that Adam lived long enough to know most of these men. Now that's interesting, because that means that they can talk to someone who was there firsthand when God made the animal creation, and that they can talk to someone firsthand who was there when God made Eve, and the days of creation were not that long before him. And so they were able to learn something from him. But here's this wonderful man, Enoch. Now, Enoch is spoken about through the rest of the Bible in a number of places. Enoch in Genesis, what is it we notice there about him that would make us think he was like the Lord Jesus? Well, we'll think about this in a moment or two, but it says he walked with God. And he was not, that means not that he ceased to exist, but he wasn't to be found upon earth. But God took him. And he went to heaven. Now, he has a son called Methuselah. Methuselah is the oldest recorded man in living history, 969 years he lived for. But Enoch is a man who actually pictures the Lord Jesus in a number of ways. And let me just read to you from Hebrews chapter 11, and it says this in Hebrews 11. "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." The Lord Jesus, he had a great reputation for pleasing God. In fact, he said one day, "I always do those things that please the Father." The Lord Jesus was the delight of his Father before he came into the world, and he was the delight of his Father when he was in the world. So here's a man that would remind us of the Lord Jesus. It tells us that it was a reputation he had, testimony that he had, that he pleased God. Now, Enoch lived a long, long time ago. And God had told him that there was a days of judgment coming. And that God was going to bring judgment upon the earth. You say, well, how do you know God told him that? Well, the little book of Jude, chapter 1, says this, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them." So Enoch was a prophet. He's like the Lord Jesus in that sense as well. And God gave him a direct message, and he's like the Lord Jesus in that respect. And he had a message of coming judgment. And when his son was born, he gave him the name Methuselah. Now, I can't give you the exact translation, but as far as I recall and remember, and I'm just trying to check it now as I'm talking to you, but the name that was given to this young man, Methuselah, it actually has within it a clear indication that God would judge the world. You know, people reckon that the name Methuselah actually means that whenever he dies, it shall come. And so there seemed to be something within his name that indicated that when he died, then something cataclysmic, something dramatic would happen. You read through the genealogy and check chapter 5 and chapter 6, and you will find that the very year that he died, the flood came upon the earth. So Enoch is a beautiful picture of this. Enoch is taken to heaven before the judgment of God comes. The Lord Jesus, he's coming to take us to heaven. When I say us, I mean every person who's a Christian, everyone whose sins forgiven, everyone who's made their peace with God. Before God judges the world, he will deliver his people from the wrath to come. Enoch is a beautiful picture of a translated, and that word translation, we use it to mean taking one language, putting it into another, but it is the idea of moving one thing from one place to another, and it's a physical thing in the life of Enoch. He was moved from earth to heaven. The Lord Jesus, upon his ascension, went from earth to heaven. When the Lord Jesus comes back for the church at what Christians often call the rapture or the snatching away, he will transfer Christians from earth to heaven. So Enoch is a beautiful picture of a man walking with God, the Lord Jesus. A man who walked every day in sweet communion and harmony with God. A man who pleased God in every respect. A man who was at home with God and was going to be with God when he was taken miraculously from earth to heaven. So if we have in Abel a picture of the death of Christ, and we have in Seth a picture of the resurrection of Christ, then we would have in Enoch a picture of the ascension of Christ as he's taken back up into heaven. So, he's a great man. He's in the line of Christ, as all of these characters are. He pleased God, Hebrews 11 says. He's a prophet who spoke for God. He's a picture of the Lord Jesus in ascension, going into heaven. And he's a foretaste or a prediction of the fact that one day we with Jesus will be caught up from this earth miraculously to be taken into the presence of God. And to be with Christ. I qualify what I'm saying by reminding you of this, that if you're listening to this message today and you've never had your sins forgiven, you would be left to face God's judgment. But God has warned us of coming judgment, just as he told Enoch, just as he told Methuselah, just as he told Noah. God has made provision for us in the Lord Jesus so that we might be saved, so that we might be safe. So that we might be ready for his coming. My question to you as a believer today is this. Are you like Enoch, just like Enoch was like Christ? What do I mean? Do you walk with God? Do you enjoy fellowship with God? Are you in harmony? The Proverbs say, maybe it's Ecclesiastes, can two walk together except they be agreed? What it's saying is you can't walk with someone. It's very hard to walk alongside someone, whether physically if you're not in step with them, or whether emotionally and mentally if you're not enjoying their company. It's very hard to walk alongside them if you're not in harmony. Enoch walked with God. The Lord Jesus walked with God long before the world began, and he walked with God upon this earth. And like Enoch, the Lord Jesus pleased God. Do you please God? Do I please God? Do we live our lives for his pleasure? Do we do things that please him? Do we honour him? And are we living in light of that wonderful prospect that one day we too, like Enoch, like the Lord Jesus, will be taken from this earth into heaven? To be forever with the Lord. May God bless you through his word today. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcarve61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.